Pakistan.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. My delegation would like to thank the Minister of State of Samoa for the comprehensive presentation of Samoa's national report on UPR. My delegation takes note with appreciation of the progress made by Samoa in follow-up to the first cycle of UPR, despite challenges such as lack of resources. We appreciate the efforts of the Samoan government for gender equality, the enhancement of the rights of women and children, economic empowerment, better law and order situation, and access to justice. The legislative reforms to achieve compliance with the Convention of the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women and Convention on the Rights of the Child are encouraging. We also noted measures to establish and improve national institutions like the Ombudsman Office, National Human Rights Institution, and Samoan Law Reform Commission for practical implementation and follow-up of legislative reforms. Moreover, actions taken to promote non-discrimination against women, persons with disabilities, implementation of recommendations relating to education sector, and efforts to deal with climate change, environment, private sector, and protection of human rights are commendable. My delegation would like to recommend, number one, Samoa to consider ratifying Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Number two, to continue to strengthen 15 sectors identified for effective implementation of the SDGs. Number three, as pointed out in the national report, we also urge the international community to recognize the challenges Samoa is facing and provide Samoa with technical assistance to meet its obligations. We once again thank the delegation of Samoa for a comprehensive presentation of the national report on UPR and wish them the best during the review.